If you have been operating at a high level in your career, but you don't have the title or the salary to match the amount of work you're doing, and there's a part of you that thinks that if you just work harder, they will eventually see and value your contributions, then this episode is for you. Because in today's episode, I'm going to talk about how hard work is not the answer. It's just going to burn you out. And the five shifts you need to actually make if you're trying to get promoted with a title and salary increase. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. As usual, I'm so glad to have you here. Today, we're going to be talking about why working harder isn't getting you promoted and what you need to do instead. So if you are someone who you know that you have reached the level in your career where you're ready for the next level, you are ready for a promotion, you're ready to advance, you have maybe hit that 8 to 9 years in the same role, and you just know, okay, it's time for something to change. But for some reason, you're not seeing that upward path or advancement path in your current company, or even just in your field for yourself. You're having a hard time landing that next level role. This episode is for you because I really want to talk about a common problem that I have noticed after working with so many women in my one-on-one coaching program. I've seen this pattern of thinking that the solution to the problem is put your head down, do more work, prove yourself, and then you'll get the promotion, when it's the exact opposite. Because let's talk about it for a moment. What happens when you are in that space where you have been working with the same company for, I would say, 8 to 10 years, and it's not that you hate your actual job. You're good at it, but you don't hate it. You just know that you're ready for a higher level, whether it is to manage people, to lead people, to have more responsibility, to have more impact, to have more influence. You know you're ready for the next level, but your leadership just doesn't seem to recognize or see that you are ready for that higher level. Because what usually happens at this phase of your career is that you're already doing the work of the next level. I'm thinking specifically of a client I work with in my one-on-one coaching program, Next Level Career. She had been working as the assistant director for years. When their director left, she stepped into the role of interim director while still being the assistant director. She was interim director for at least 3 years. And then what happened was they brought in an external C-suite person and just got rid of the director role entirely. So she was reporting to that C-suite leader. Essentially, they did not give her the director position. They did not promote her to the C-suite role, even though she had been operating at that level for years. She had taken on more responsibility. She had stepped into leadership meetings. She was making leadership decisions. No title, no pay increase, nothing. Right? If that's sounding familiar, you're the one I really want to talk to today, because I've seen that pattern where you are taking on more responsibility. You're in these big leadership meetings. You're with the directors. You're with the C-suite leaders. But for some reason, they haven't given you the title or even the pay to match all the work that you're doing. You're performing at the higher level, but you're not being recognized at a higher level. And maybe you've even tried to advocate for yourself. You've spoken up. But if you're, again, I have another client I'm thinking of where they kept moving the goalpost. Things that you might have heard them say is, We just need somebody with more experience. Promotions are tight this year. Just keep doing what you're doing. We value you. You're such a great employee, but we just don't think you're ready. You need more leadership experience. And it's like, hello, I've been operating as a leader. I've been doing the actual job, actually. What is the more experience that you're looking for? And usually, like, this is the point where I would just be like, okay, girl, it's time for you to go. Okay, they clearly don't value you. You need to leave. But what I usually see happen is you start working harder than ever because they are sort of, it's like they're doing this carrot thing. Like, they're trying to tease you almost. You know, if you just did this, you would get it, right? If you worked harder, if you got more experience, if you showed this skill set, they keep moving the goalpost of what it would take for you to advance the next level. But they never actually fulfill those promises, which is so disappointing and so annoying. Because they're giving you like this little teaser that maybe there is a possibility that you will get promoted, what you start doing is, okay, I just need to prove myself. I just need to work harder. And what that looks like is you're working later nights, you're working early in the morning, which is leaving you exhausted. Right? Maybe you're just thinking, if I need to do more, I need to be more, I need to be better, I need to get new skill sets, I'm going to take this class, get the certificate, take on this project, say yes to everything, I don't know how to say no, maybe they will finally see that I'm ready for a higher level. But that's not what it is. That's not what it is. Because again, I've heard this from so many women in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career, where the company is moving the goalpost, they're going back on their word, and I can see the problem so clearly how working harder isn't going to solve it. It's why I help women identify the impact they're already having. I help them get out of their heads, right? Women who work with me, they end up feeling so confident in themselves and their value. They stop settling for jobs where they're overlooked. They increase their salaries and they land roles where they're able to have impact and influence without the stress that was killing them before. And so in this episode, I want to really just break down what are five things that you need to do, sort of five shifts that will help you go from this I need to work harder mentality, because they're not going to reward hard work. Let me even just start by saying that. Hard work is not the thing that's going to get you promoted, because if it was, girl, you would have already been promoted. You've been working hard. Like, I know you. I see you. I have clients like you. You're working super long hours. You're doing your job. You're doing your boss's job while your boss is taking credit for you doing their job. They're throwing you under the bus sometimes for things that they were responsible for. You've been proving yourself over and over and over, and they keep saying, no, you've asked for the raise, you've asked for the promotion. They keep telling you, not yet. The problem is not your work ethic. The problem is not the amount of work you're doing or the effort that you need to put in. The problem is your positioning. Working harder is not going to get you promoted. Communicating your value will. And the reason why you're doing all this work and you still feel so overlooked and undervalued in your organization is because you're not currently positioned as a leader. You're positioned as a doer. You're positioned as a worker bee. Because you want to get promoted, whether you want to get promoted into a manager role, an assistant director role, a director role, C-suite, whatever it is, you want to go to the higher level. Any of those roles require you to be seen as a leader, somebody with vision, somebody with strategic thinking. But working hard is the job of a worker bee. This is why, yes, your annual reviews are great. You're the go-to person. They say that they need you, in air quotes, but your leadership potential is overlooked. And it's because you haven't actually shown, like visually, you haven't shown them that you're a leader. Yes, you might be doing leader work, but you haven't shown it to them and to yourself, mind you. Like when I think of to yourself, one thing I often tell women in my one-on-one coaching is that you are the CEO of your career. That's something that you have to recognize, is that you are the CEO of your career, which means that your career is your company. You have to make decisions that advance your company. What decisions are you making to advance your company? Because if you think about a CEO, their job is to make sure that the company is healthy, it's growing, it's advancing, it's bringing in revenue. If you step back and think of your career as a company and you look at the decisions you've made throughout the history of your career so far, have you been making decisions to advance your company or to advance the company that you're working for? whatever the organization is? Are you just doing their work? You have to show yourself that you are the CEO. Also, you have to show them that you're a leader. Because if you're stuck in this doer role, which is if you're working super, super hard, you're just doing. Do they know that you have vision potential, that you have a strategic mind, that you can think strategically, that you have creative ideas, that you're a problem solver at a high level? Do they know that? Because you have the skills, you have the accomplishments, you have made a difference. And I'm saying this because most of the women who work with me in Next Level Career, that's what it is. Like, you are more than qualified for the job that you want. But you have been so head down doing the work that even you have forgotten to see that you have impact, you have influence, that you are ready. Like, they are causing you to doubt yourself a little bit. So the five things I want to share with you make up my framework called power, because I want you to put your head up and just see your power. Instead of working harder, you need to own your promotion power. And power is a framework that helps you understand how exactly do you position yourself as a leader, as a director, as a C-suite team member. Because when you work harder, you're doing the company's job. But when you own your power, this is when you're now doing your job. You're stepping into that CEO role that I talked about earlier. Okay, so let's go through these five shifts that will help position you for promotion without draining you, without you working harder and really just like burning yourself out, doing more work, hoping that will prove your value. So this power framework helps you stop waiting to be chosen and shifts you to actually start showing up like the leader that you already have. You want to start first by positioning yourself. First, identify how is the work that you're currently doing already reflecting the next level role. This is where you shift from just proving your worth to actually recognizing for your own self your value. Like, where are you already leading? Where are you already managing? Where are you already having influence? I want you to just sit down and reflect on the work that you've been doing for the past, I would say, 6 months. Okay, just give it the past 6 months. Think about what is the job you were actually hired to do? And where do you see that you've been operating at the next level? Because I'm thinking of a client that I'm working with who, when we stopped and when we did this work of just stopping and reflecting on the work she was doing, she had been working as not only in, this wasn't a title, mind you, okay? She'd been operating in the director of operations level. She had been operating as a communications manager. She was managing people in a different department, and she was doing marketing work. None of these were actually officially under her title. But when we took a step back and did this, okay, let's just think about the work they're doing and put language to it, we saw how she had been operating in these three different departmental buckets and operating at a higher level. So this first step is really for you because you have to objectively see that your skills are ready for the next level. You have to see that you have the skills, you have the accomplishments, you have the ability, you're just not positioned for it. So what this does, when I say position yourself, it's really how do you position yourself in your own mind? How do you position yourself in your own confidence? Because that is going to set the tone for everything else. Like, you have to see yourself the way God sees you before anybody else will. He has already placed you in leadership ability, right? Whether it's through these extra tasks that have been assigned to you, that you have stepped up, like you have stepped up to the bat, you have shown that you're ready. So now how do you come into agreement with that? How do you, for yourself, just say, you know what, I'm actually ready? Because one thing I've seen when I think about the women I've worked with in one-on-one coaching is, yes, they come to me saying I'm ready for the next level, but there's always a little seed of doubt. Do I really have the skills? Am I really ready? I've never operated at that level before. Do I really have what it takes? There's always a little seed of doubt. And so when I say position yourself, I want us to squash that seed of doubt and have you really step into your own power. Then you're going to own your impact. This is where you shift from effort-based thinking, right? Like that, I just need to do more, be more, work hard. Shift from that to outcome-based leadership. So how are you thinking about the outcomes that you are generating through your work? This is where you connect your contribution to business outcomes. So think about everything you did in the first step where you thought about all the work you're doing and how you're operating at a higher level in different positions. Now at this phase is, okay, how can I think about the work I'm doing and how it is directly or indirectly shaping my company, impacting my company in some way, shape, or form? Because what happens when you do this is you actually start to see that you're having impact. Like when you go from, oh, I managed a project to, hold on, I managed a project that increased my team efficiency by 20% and saved the company $100K indirectly. This is how you see that you're having impact. You're making a difference. And you can, because one thing I'm thinking of is I remember another client that I'm working with in Next Level Career. We recently had a session and we were talking about this idea of impact, but in a different context. So for her, we're working on her thought leadership. And she was like, I actually don't feel like I have quantifiable impact. And I'm like, yes, you do. You just don't have the language yet. And so I gave her a worksheet and we identified it. But one thing I've realized is a lot of times women, we feel like, oh, I'm not having impact if you're not directly, oh, I brought in this business or I eliminated this cost. But no, think of it at three levels: team, department, and organization. How is your work directly or indirectly making a difference at the team, department, or organization level? At any of those phases, if you can see how your work, if you didn't do something, this wouldn't have happened for the team, or if you didn't do something, this wouldn't have happened for the organization, that is impact. And when you understand your company's sort of like, what are their strategic goals right now? What are they focused on? And you can see how your contributions are shaping that. This is how you start developing language that connects your contributions to significant business outcomes. And when you do this, when you connect your work, it helps you again start seeing, hold on, I have done a lot. I am making a difference for this organization that has been overlooking me for so long. It helps you really step more deeply into that power, that promotion power that you already have. But then this language, when you develop this language, it moves us to the next thing and helps you do the next thing, which is the W is work the room or work the relationships. When you have a language about how you're making a difference, you can actually communicate how you're making a difference to different people. Because here's the thing, if you're trying to get promoted internally, if your boss doesn't know what you're doing, you're not getting promoted. So when I talk about working the room or working the relationship, this is where you have to shift from, I'm just going to keep my head down, do the work, let my work speak for itself, because your work is not going to speak for itself. So you shift from that to strategic visibility. How do I get seen by people? How do I show that I'm a leader? How do I show that I'm bringing value to the table? How do I show that I already have impact in this organization? So if you have positioned yourself in your mind, you have that confidence of, hey, I'm ready. And then you own your impact. Hey, I have the language. Now you can actually start telling people. If your goal really for some reason is to just stay with your company, this is where then, okay, you want to start scheduling regular check-ins with your boss. Find strategic opportunities to share your wins with leadership in those leadership meetings that you're already in, or in one-on-one meetings with your manager. How do you tell them that impact that you identified? This is what I did last week. This is how I made a difference last month. This is what I've done this past quarter. Really communicate that you're having impact. If you're trying to get promoted, it is not about the work that you're doing. Let me back up. Yes, your work matters, but it's not about how hard you're working. It's about who knows about the work you're doing. So work in the room is about building relationships with decision makers and people who can actually advocate for you, who can open doors for you. Like whether you're trying to get promoted internally in your organization or you want to get promoted externally in a different organization, leaders need to see you, see your work, see your value before they can promote you. And this is one where consistently my clients in my one-on-one coaching partnership always struggle. Like this idea of going out, building relationships, talking to people, I cannot tell you. Like the look my clients give me when we get to this phase is like, you want me to do what now? Huh? And then they always circle back and be like, oh, it worked. I got a job opportunity. I learned about a new opportunity. I remember one client got contract work from going to a networking event. And she emphasizes by herself, in addition to her promotion. And so this is a place where working with me one-on-one in Next Level Career comes in and is really helpful, because not only do I help you understand how exactly to strategically build those relationships, the art of building those relationships, but even when it comes to identifying your impact and value, creating the language to articulate your impact and value, we do this work together in my one-on-one coaching. I help you figure all of this out. Is okay, let's talk about the work you've done. Let's talk about how we can promote it and talk about it in language that matters to leaders. In my one-on-one coaching, I also help you think through, okay, how do you now communicate that on your resume in a way that makes it clear that you're ready for this next level, as well as even in interviews. I give you scripts of how to talk about this in interviews. So essentially, when you work with me one-on-one, I give you what you need to own your impact and then make that ask internally or externally to land that promotion. So if you are listening and you're thinking you need help specifically to land a promotion in the next 6 months, you should definitely check out Next Level Career. You can go to privatecareercoaching.com. That URL is also in the episode description or the show notes to learn more about how you can work with me one-on-one to land a promotion while increasing your salary by 20 to 50K. But that brings me to, when I talk about making the ask, that brings me to the fourth thing, which is you have to execute the ask. Because look, promotions don't just happen. You need to ask for it directly and confidently. So this is where you have to shift from hoping to be chosen to actually making your value known, right? Like, gone are the days where you do hard work, somebody sees your hard work and says, hey, I think you'd be great for a promotion. Now, does that happen in some really, really great organizations? Yes, it does. But most of the women who work with me are either Black women or women of color. And so let's be candid, it's a different playing field. You have to make the ask. And so this could look like talking to your current manager about what upward mobility looks like for you, about what your advancement path looks like in your current organization. Now, hopefully, the job you want is not their job, because if it is, they could indirectly put a roadblock in the way and keep you from getting that promotion. So you have to really check for yourself, is my boss actually an advocate? Can they actually help me land a next level role? But also, making the ask is applying for the job externally. Looking for the job, submitting your application, talking to people, not just submitting online because job boards are dead. And at the higher level, it's not about job boards. But are you actually applying, or are you just staying in that position where you're overlooked, doing the hard work, doing your boss's job? Somebody else is taking the credit for all your work, and you're just complaining and feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm doing so much, but I'm not getting paid for it. I'm not getting seen for it. I'm not getting recognized for it. Well, have you asked to be seen for it? Have you asked to be recognized for it? Have you talked to a leader in your organization or applied for the job? Like, you have to do something. Because again, a lot of women who work with me are also Christian women. And so it's like, realize that faith without works is dead. So often, women, we let fear of rejection hold us back from making the ask. Oh, if I ask for the promotion, they might tell me no because they told me no before. If I apply for the job, I might find out that I'm not really ready, so I'm just not going to apply. Oh, I don't know how to talk about myself. I don't know how to do my resume. I don't know how to interview, so I'm just not going to apply. Even though you know you want, deep down, you want more money, you want more impact, you want more influence, you won't put yourself out there because of fear of rejection. Well, if you're walking in fear, you're not walking in faith. Which one are you going to do? Remembering that the Lord says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So have you made the ask? Have you even made the ask of the Lord? Have you prayed about wanting this promotion? Have you asked God to open doors for you? Have you asked God to make it happen for you? Have you told him the desires of your heart? Because if you haven't, you need to. Okay. Now, there are times you might be like, yes. Again, I remember I have a client who made the ask 3 different times. She heard no 3 different times. If that's you, the fifth step or the fifth part of this is for you. You have to learn how to respond strategically. So if they say no, if they push back, how do you navigate that conversation? How do you go from taking rejection personally to actually leading your own career path? Again, being the CEO of your career. Because if they say not now, you're not ready, then the response is, okay, what exactly do I need to do to be ready? And what is the timeline? If they have said no multiple times, is it time for you to leave that company? Are you staying loyal to a company that doesn't value you, that is overlooking you, that doesn't see you as a leader? Because one thing I always say is if a cap has been put on your growth, that is all the sign you need about how valued you are by your organization. If you have asked for promotion multiple times, if you have asked for a raise multiple times, and you keep hearing no, they have shown you how much, very little, they value you. They have shown you that they don't value you, but you keep waiting and hoping that it would get better because they're dangling this carrot and teasing you. You're staying loyal because you've worked so hard for them and you don't want to leave your projects behind. You don't want to leave your team behind. So you're staying loyal. You're working hard because you keep hoping that someday, one day, they will see your value. Meanwhile, they have shown you over and over and over again that they don't value you. So is it time for you to leave? Leaving is a strategic response. Apply somewhere else. If you apply somewhere else and the answer was no, you didn't get the interview, you didn't get the job, then what can you do to improve? How can you market yourself better? How can you communicate that impact better? How can you communicate your value better? Because that usually if you're applying externally and you're not getting the job, you haven't communicated that you are the solution to the problem that they have. So the R is how do you respond strategically? How do you, if rejection happens, go from, oh, that means I'm not ready. I'm a failure. I'm not good enough to, nope, I'm running a company, my career. This opportunity didn't work out. I need to find a different opportunity to advance the agenda of my company. Also, part of responding strategically is responding with faith. If something didn't work out, then one thing I tell my client, what is for you will not pass you by. If that job didn't work out, it wasn't for you. Keep going until you hit your goal. What is your goal? You can't just give up because the going got tough or because it got hard. Because if you're giving up, then you don't really want it. Your promotion is not dependent on one company, one boss, or one opportunity. God is bigger than all of that. And God's plans for your life aren't fragile. Like one rejection is not going to break everything down. Rejection is redirection, not the end. I remember one of my one-on-one clients, she had chosen to go external. She had applied to jobs and we got to the point where she had just interviewed for one, actually, she was interviewing for three different jobs. And the one she really wanted was the first one she interviewed for. And then she didn't get the job. It was a no. And so we were processing it and coaching. And as usual, I'm usually helping my clients process rejection, keep them encouraged so they don't give up. And you know, I'm talking through, okay, this is not the end of the road. You still have these other opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. We got through that phase. She landed the job, higher level job, increased the salary by 20K. Here's where I'm going. 3 months later, I come to find out that company eliminated that role that she was applying for. Rejection is redirection. Because imagine if she had taken that role that she wanted so badly, she would have been out of a job. So you have to recognize that, look, if you have made the ask of the Lord and you are not getting a no from the Holy Spirit, like the Lord is not telling you, no, this is not for you, then he's with you. He's in your corner. Keep going. Keep praying. Keep talking to him. Don't stop until you hit your goal. Because you are not capped in your career. You're not stuck at a certain level because you're not working hard enough. You're stuck because you're not positioning yourself the right way. You haven't owned your power. You're not talking about your power. You're not talking about your impact or your value. Now, you might be listening to me and thinking, you know what? That all sounds well and good, but I'm not really comfortable talking about my accomplishments because it kind of feels like bragging. I've heard this from multiple clients where even me just asking them, what have you accomplished? Feels like I'm pulling it out of them because they don't want to brag. And it's like, look, talking about your work is not bragging. It's stating facts. Like you did the thing. You're talking about the thing that you did. And if leaders, if your boss, if your manager, if they don't know what you're doing, they're going to assume that you're doing nothing and you're not going to get promoted. So if this is you and you feel uncomfortable, just focus on the facts, not the opinions. I led a project that saved the company 100K. That is a fact. That is data. That is not bragging. Because the other thing is that if you don't communicate your value, somebody else will take credit for it, guaranteed. I've seen this happen with my clients multiple times where they did something and in a meeting, their manager was talking about it as if it was their idea. Somebody else will scoop up your idea if you don't take credit for it. So if you have been working really hard in your career trying to get promoted and it's not working, your hard work is not being seen, you're being overlooked, you feel undervalued, I want you to know that it is not about doing more. It's about doing the right things to help you own your power and get promoted. So the power framework helps you really shift your focus from I'm trying to prove myself to no, I'm going to position myself. Power helps you go from just being seen to actually elevating your impact. So to recap, you're going to want to position yourself, own your impact, work the relationships or work the room, execute the ask, and respond strategically. Because I refuse to believe that God gave you all the gifts, all the talents, all the accomplishments you've had in your career so far just to stay stuck in a role that doesn't see you. No. I refuse to believe that. And so it's time for you to own your power and actually start talking about and showing up like the leader that you are so you can get promoted. So I hope as you listen to this episode that it will encourage you to shift from constantly trying to prove yourself and prove your worth to actually taking a step back and resting in the knowledge that the Lord has given you the skills and the tools that you need to operate at a higher level in your career. To see that you already have the skills and the accomplishments that you need to be successful and thrive at a higher level in your career. And the first step to doing that is owning the power that is in you and operating at a higher level. Now, if you want to speed up the process and land a promotion with a 20 to 50K salary increase in the next 6 months, then I want to invite you to apply for my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career. Inside my partnership, NLC, you get bi-weekly one-on-one coaching, personalized strategy built on proven frameworks like Power and my TDO framework, and faith-based support to help you stay grounded and confident as you grow. When you work with me, we are going to map out your promotion path, clarify your impact, position you for leadership, and equip you with the exact language to advocate for yourself on your resume and in interviews so you can either get that internal or external promotion that you're trying to land. Visit privatecareercoaching.com to learn more and apply to work with me today. That link is also in the episode description and in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you're ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and start stepping into your next level role with faith and confidence, I've got something special for you. I created a private podcast series just for professional Christian women like you, teaching you exactly how to step into higher paying, higher impact roles without compromising who you are. Visit nextlevelrole.com to sign up and listen today. Again, that link is nextlevelrole.com, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. Your next level role is waiting for you, so let's make it happen.